Day 28. Number 1.
The ever-popular television comedy Friends airs its last episode Thursday night in the United States. The U.S. network NBC earned incredible profits as companies shell out big dollars for advertising time. In fact, a 30-second spot went for $2 million. Why? 40 to 50 million people are expected to tune in to the finale tonight. With this kind of exposure, advertisers can hope for their products to gain maximum coverage in the shortest time span. And who else profits from such popularity of the sitcom? Of course, the cast of Friends themselves.
Number 2. Census Bureau says the Asian American population grew by nearly 50% in the last decade, making it the fastest growing segment and a little more than 4% of the total U.S. population. But South Asian immigrants are often overlooked. If you go to the polls, your voice will be heard. Experts point out all immigrants should exercise their right to vote. However, despite the country's claims to equal rights, pessimistic critics point out that minorities face a tough challenge to be heard in America. Number 3.
The Spam Jam restaurant was born when a Filipino businessman decided to capitalize on the country's passion for spam. In fact, 2.75 million pounds of it is consumed each year. Since its opening in December, the restaurant is serving 300 customers a day. The owner already has plans to open 2 more branches. The owner of Spam Jam believes he can expand his chain of restaurants beyond the Philippines. Only time will tell if other countries are equally craving for this meat.
Dictation for Day 28. Listen carefully and write down the word in the blanks. Number 1. The ever-popular television comedy Friends airs its last episode Thursday night in the United States.
The ever-popular television comedy Friends airs its last episode Thursday night in the United States.
Number 2. The U.S. network NBC earned incredible profits as companies shell out big dollars for advertising time.
The U.S. network NBC earned incredible profits as companies shell out big dollars for advertising time.
Number 3. 40 to 50 million people are expected to tune into the finale tonight.
40 to 50 million people are expected to tune into the finale tonight.
Number 4. With this kind of exposure, advertisers can hope for their products to gain maximum coverage in the shortest time span.
With this kind of exposure, advertisers can hope for their products to gain maximum coverage in the shortest time span.
Number 5. But South Asian immigrants are often overlooked.
But South Asian immigrants are often overlooked.
Number 6. If you go to the polls, your voice will be heard.
If you go to the polls, your voice will be heard.
Number 7. Experts point out all immigrants should exercise their right to vote.
Experts point out all immigrants should exercise their right to vote.
Number 8. The Spam Jam restaurant was born when a Filipino businessman decided to capitalize on the country's passion for spam.
The Spam Jam restaurant was born when a Filipino businessman decided to capitalize on the country's passion for spam.
Number 9. Since its opening in December, the restaurant is serving 300 customers a day.
Since its opening in December, the restaurant is serving 300 customers a day.
Number 10. The owner of Spam Jam believes he can expand his chain of restaurants beyond the Philippines.
The owner of Spam Jam believes he can expand his chain of restaurants beyond the Philippines.